Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Sade Speaks with your host, Sade Dennis. And thank you so much for joining me. I just really appreciate all the listeners, everyone who has reached out to me saying they really, really enjoy the broadcast. So that makes me happy. And if you don't know, which I'm sure you do know, this is PWE Radio. For more information about PWE, which stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs, check us out, right? Get connected. It's so important. Get connected. You can find out more about us at facebook.com/professionalwomenentrepreneurs. Okay, so we are moving forward, right? We are stepping into spring, right, with a fabulous mindset and fabulous tools and solutions, okay? Now, the next thing on our list would be to, and this is serious, guys, okay, is to make a sincere effort. How many times have you wanted to do something really, really major, really important for your business or even in your personal life, and quite frankly, you knew in the back of your mind that you were not sincere? Many times it ends up being a resolution, right, in the beginning of the year. And how many of us know that resolutions don't work? Yeah, you really have to be sincere and make a sincere effort. Like, what are the things that you need to do around that decision to make you successful? Those things. We talked about them last week, preparation and a few other things. But what do you need to do to make a sincere effort? So you're just not talking, right? You're just not talking the talk. You're actually walking the walk. Make a sincere effort, because you know when you're lying to yourself. Who's heard of the phrase where it says you can fool some people, but you can't fool yourself? And that's a major thing. Let's make a sincere effort, whether it's building your business, whether it's, you know, making connections or making reconnections. I remember there was a colleague of mine, and for the longest time, she thought she had offended one of her prior clients, and she didn't reach out to that person. So finally, after many months of soul searching, she reached out, and it really was not as much of a big deal as she thought it was, you know, the particular issue, but she had to make a really sincere effort by picking up her phone and calling and reconnecting with this client. And of course, this is actually one of her best clients now. So she made a sincere effort. All right. Our next thing that's super important as well is to do your best. People come to me all the time and, you know, whether they have a big budget or a small budget, and they feel like they want to be excellent, right? They want to have an excellent product or excellent service, and they really want to make sure that they're doing their best. And my statements to them, you know, what I challenge them with is for them to do their best at every level they're at. So if it's a matter of equipment or software, no matter what it is, do your absolute best at the level you're on. And then as you move up to the next level, you can continue to add value and you do your best at that level. I cannot tell you the amount of times. I remember one of my first jobs, I worked in the marketing department. It was of a cosmetic company, and we wore so many hats. I was one of the marketing assistants, but besides what I had to do as my job description, I ended up doing so much more, but I wanted to do my best at every level. So remember, we used to do promotions really on a shoestring budget, and one of my colleagues, Karen, we had a ball. I mean, we did some promotions on the cheap, and quite frankly, we did some promotions bootleg. But we had fun doing, and we did our absolute best. And really, you know, Karen and I were the only ones that really knew really how much of a shoestring budget we were working with. We were able to do our best. There was a time when our supervisor sent us out on, basically we were doing outreach, and we were working with the American Diabetes Association. We were partnering with them. We were at a trade show. And so me and Karen were the only representatives there. So we had to set up our table, and we had, I believe it was the cosmetic companies. It was their banner. Well, we didn't have a tablecloth. I guess we just didn't think about kind of having that. At that time, the trade show, they were not giving the vendors any time, you know, any kinds of cloths or what have you for the table. So we used that banner, we threw it over there, and we went to Kinko's, and we got some things printed up and some displays, and we did our best. And we had, I think, maybe over 500 people sign up for more information, you know, again, just partnering with the ADA and kind of doing some promotions with them and some other organizations, we were able to really, really build our list. And that was one of our goals, was to build our list of contacts and so, and really to create, you know, an impact with our outreach. And we did. We did our best at the level we were at. And I always remember that as really being a pivotal time, because no one knew that we had a shoestring budget, but we did our best. And I cannot say enough about that. So it doesn't matter what your budget is. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't have a budget, you can always do your best. There are a lot of free resources out there. So whether it's your marketing, whether it's, you know, your website, I mean, your social media, you do your absolute best. And then guess what? You'll get promoted. As God promotes you, you do your best at the next level. The third thing, and this is, I mean, of course, this is important, right? This is on my list, is to be mindful of your mindset. Don't we complain a lot about things we have to do? It's like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. But instead, we really should think, I get to do this, I get to do that. And it's really our mindset, it's our perspective. Think about it. Let's say there's a giraffe and there's an ant standing in the same area. Don't you think that both of them should say the same things or see the same things? Well, I mean, obviously not, because why? The giraffe is tall and the ant is right there looking at this very exact same thing. Both of them will have a different perspective and perhaps a different mindset. So we have to really be careful how we think about how we conduct our lives or our business. I remember my niece, she was about 5 years old, and this is when I worked at a really high-profile salon. I mean, you name it, movers and shakers, okay, of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. We call it the DMV now, right? But then it was just the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. I'm talking about judges, judges' wives, I mean, big-time magazine publishers. I mean, you name it, they were there. And I got home, and at this time, my niece was with me for a couple of weeks over spring break. And I complained, oh, I've got this to do, and I've got this to do. Well, the next day, we were walking out, and she says, oh, Auntie, I had 3 heads to do today, 3 heads. I said, well, what are you talking about? Oh, my mom, Bear Bear and Dolly Baby, oh, I'm just so tired. And instantly, it registered with me that, oh my goodness, she must have been hearing me complain about what I had to do, about the clients that I had. And after that, I had said to myself, you know what, I am not going to complain. I'm going to change my mindset, because I get to do these clients. I don't have to do them. I get to do them. I mean, think about it. When else would I have that kind of opportunity to really be engaged with serious movers and shakers? And in fact, many of the women, many of the influential women I met there, I'm still able to do valuable and meaningful services and programs with them. Many of them. I just was able to really build on the value, add value to what they were doing, okay, solving their pain points. And of course, it helps me. I mean, let's be real, right? In business, we are there to help people solve problems. And so by being there with them, at first, maybe doing their makeup or giving them image advice, translated into me working with them on their marketing, helping them with their clients. So I cannot complain at all, but I really, really had to change my mindset. Okay? Because again, it's not that I've got to do these things, it's that I get to do these things. So really, be mindful of your mindset. The next thing is to not sabotage yourselves, people. Don't sabotage. Have you ever had something really exciting that you were planning to do, and for some reason or the other, you've managed to be late, you managed to not be prepared, or whatever it is? It's almost like a fear of success, or maybe it's a fear of failure. I don't know. But many times, you know, me included, I'm over here raising my hand, guys. You can see me. I'm raising my hand. Many times we self-sabotage ourselves. And so if we sabotage ourselves, we don't have to wait for anybody else to. So we can't say anybody's, you know, hating on us, okay, that there's some haters. No, quite frankly, we hate on ourselves, don't we? Because we sabotage ourselves. So make sure you know, I've talked about this before, make sure that you're prepared, have the right attitude, get all the information possible. I mean, things like making sure you have the address put in your GPS early so you're not scrambling at the last minute trying to get there, right? And you say, like, oh, it was traffic, or, you know, it was from construction, and in the back of your mind, you know full well it was you. Because either you got up late, or you weren't prepared, or you had, you know, the wrong attitude, or just something. You're just fearful of what the new place, you know, in life or in business that you're at. Because guess what? Don't we know? Lots of us know failure. That's a comfortable space, right? We know that. We know the outcome of that. But the new, the evolved, the expanded vision, you know, we don't know that. And so it's uncomfortable. And as a result, we end up self-sabotaging ourselves. And we don't want to do that, right? We want to make sure that we are stepping forward this spring and beyond with a fabulous new mindset that will propel us into being successful business owners, individuals, whether you are an employee, whether you are an executive, whether you're, you know, an entrepreneur, whatever you are, we want to make sure that we're stepping in to the things that God has for us with the right mindset, right? So we aren't sabotaging ourselves. And guess what? By sabotaging yourself, you're holding somebody else back, because that person or those people will not be exposed to what you have to offer. And what a shame that is, right? So we don't want to sabotage ourselves, nor do we want to hinder anybody else's progress because we are not prepared and we are sabotaging ourselves. So we're not going to do that, right? No. Okay. The last thing, and this is really cool, and I always try to keep this in mind, okay? Are you guys writing this down? I hope so. It's to have fun. Oh my goodness. You know, we talked a little bit about not what we have to do, but what we get to do. That should help us kind of have fun, right? So whether or not you are in business for yourself, whether you are working for an employer, and I always want to share this with my part-time business owners who feel like, well, I've got to work my 9-to-5 and I don't get to do my business. Listen, that employer, think of that employer as one of your biggest clients, and that you are working in the field, okay? You're working on location. Think of that employer as a client, okay? Yes, it's 9-to-5, but that's okay. That's a 9-to-5 contract, and you're working in the field. Have fun with it, okay? You know, go in there like it's your business. Have you all heard of the concept of an intrapreneur? Not entrepreneur, but an intrapreneur. An intrapreneur is someone that works within an organization that has an entrepreneurial mindset. This person seeks to do more than they're asked for. They seek to be excellent. And not only that, these people are also recognized as high potentials. These are the ones that make it to all the trainings and that get promoted. Because why? The people who are in power will see this person as someone that can bring value. We talked about that, right? They bring value and they are an asset. So instead of having the attitude like, oh gosh, why do I have to be here? And can I say this, and I hope I don't step on anybody's toes. How has your experience been, guys, with like going to the DMV or maybe the MVA, whatever it's called in your area, right? The attitude sometimes is like, okay, oh gosh, I've got to be here at work. It's like next, and clearly they're not having fun, or clearly they aren't enjoying their job, right? I mean, I'm not saying your job is Sesame Street, okay? I'm saying that it should at least appear as though you enjoy what you're doing. I mean, partially, okay? So we want to make sure that we have the attitude of, you know what? I'm having fun. I'm enjoying this. And no, it may not be what I want to do right now, but thank God I have the strength and the health to do this. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have a good mindset. And all these different things will help us spring and propel ourselves for this spring and beyond, right? So guys, thank you for listening. Thank you, hopefully, for writing some notes down, right? Okay. So I know it's kind of been, you know, on my soapbox, but I've benefited from it. And I hope you all have too. For more information about me, visit my website at ShadeDennis.com or my Facebook, facebook.com/ShadeDennisMS. Until next time, be fabulous, be extraordinary in all you do.